Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, March 3rd. Tesla has started pushing a new software update boosting the displayed range of the most recent Model S and X vehicles after announcing the new Long Range Plus version. The new update is called 2020.4.11, and the release notes don't mention anything new, but this Model X is now showing a range of 354 miles on a full charge, which is even higher than the updated EPA estimate. CEO Elon Musk said, quote, "Many small hardware improvements throughout the car have been introduced gradually over the past months." Close quote. A Tesla Model 3 Performance, modified by Unplugged Performance, managed to break the record for the fastest lap by a Tesla vehicle on the Buttonwillow racetrack. The new record was achieved on Sunday at the latest Tesla Corsa, a new Tesla-only racetrack experience where owners get to safely explore the limits and performance of their vehicles. With such upgrades as a stripped interior and slick tires, Randy Pobst clocked an impressive 1 minute and 54.6 seconds. Tesla is officially starting to offer an infotainment upgrade to owners of older Model S and X vehicles. Through its site, Tesla announced, quote, "Owners of Model S and Model X built in March of 2018 or earlier will be eligible to purchase an infotainment upgrade, enabling access to some of our favorite features like video streaming and an expanded Tesla Arcade, in addition to a more responsive and faster touchscreen experience." Close quote. The cost is $2,500. In the span of just 4 years, Tesla went from selling only a single model to four: the Model 3, Model Y, Model S, and Model X. Electrek obtained a new chart that Tesla is using to explain the differences in the growing lineup. The simple chart lists all the features available from the company and then lists the availability for each model. As expected, Model S and X hold almost every feature, while the Model 3 and upcoming Model Y have much fewer. If you're considering buying a Tesla vehicle, the chart is worth a good hard look. In light of the canceled Geneva Motor Show, BMW has unveiled the i4, its latest electric car, via the internet. The new prototype of this stunning Grand Coupe is still only a concept, but BMW has confirmed plans to begin a production version to market next year. The aggressive front end features an updated version of BMW's now iconic kidney grille design. The long, slim, L-shaped rear of the i4 is resulting in strong aerodynamic performance, according to BMW. The interior of the concept shows a large curved display extending the width of the steering wheel and spanning across the center of the vehicle's dash. The large windshield nearly connects to the glass roof, interrupted by a crossing support beam. BMW claims the electric sedan is going to be able to achieve a range of 600 kilometers or 373 miles on a battery pack of only 80 kilowatts. Plenty more details can be found on the full article on Electrek.co. Renault is going to bring its ultra-cheap Chinese-made KZE electric crossover to Europe under its Dacia brand. The car will be priced around the equivalent of $9,000 US and will likely have a range of about 190 kilometers or 118 miles. General Motors announced today that it will add 3,500 EV chargers to its facilities in the United States and Canada. This represents a tripling of workplace chargers at GM plants and offices. Daniel Flores, manager of communications at General Motors, said, quote, "Charging is free for GM employees and will continue to be free." Close quote. The chargers are said to be completed by 2020. Volkswagen has released more details on its next electric car, the ID.4, which is going to be its first global next-gen electric vehicle with 300 miles of range. Likewise, in lieu of the Geneva Motor Show, Volkswagen has performed its own press conference, in which they confirm the ID.4 is going to be based on the ID.Cross concept. Ralf Brandstätter, chief operating officer at Volkswagen, confirmed the news. Quote, "Just like the ID.3, the ID.4 will also come onto the market as a carbon-neutral vehicle. We will produce and sell the ID.4 in Europe, China, and the U.S. The outstanding aerodynamics reduce the drag coefficient, and it will boost the ID.4's range up to 500 kilometers depending on the drive package." Close quote. Hong Kong car company Byton plans to launch the European M-Byte EV initially in Switzerland, Germany, Norway, France, Netherlands, and Sweden. Pre-ordering in Europe starts the second half of 2020 for 500 euros. According to Dr. Daniel Kirchert, Byton's CEO, quote, "Out of 65,000 reservations worldwide, 25,000 are in Europe alone." Close quote. The M-Byte is priced at 45,000 euros, which comes to about $50,000 US. Toyota announced plans late last week that it will build a new electric vehicle plant in Tianjin, China, in cooperation with the First Automobile Works. The plant is expected to produce 200,000 battery-only plug-in hybrids and fuel cell vehicles every year. The company did not indicate how many units would be plug-in or fuel cell. Toyota will be releasing several battery electric vehicles in China in the coming years, but unfortunately, we don't expect to see any of these Toyota EVs in the United States. Ford Mustang's Mach-E reservations are moving along nicely, with the car's release coming at the end of the year. We learned today that if reservation numbers are sequential, and they seem to be, the car now has approximately 41,400 reservations globally, according to forum posts. And according to Ford, there has been a Mach-E reservation in all 50 United States. And in Electrek's green energy brief, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has lifted the moratorium on onshore wind farms in the United Kingdom. Now, onshore wind farms will be able to compete for subsidies with other green energy sources. Johnson's decision is part of the UK's efforts to reach its target of net zero emissions by 2050. Researchers at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland have discovered a new family of chemical compounds that could revolutionize fuel cell technology, called hexagonal perovskites. The discovery, in layman's terms, is a new chemical compound that exhibits high conductivity at lower temperatures. And lastly, Germany broke a new monthly record for green energy production in February. Renewables provided 61.2% of the country's net public electricity generation last month, with wind energy providing nearly half of the country's electricity. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.